All right, so our next presenter is Ryan Kurtz, and he'll be presenting results from the Cotton Incorporated's Natural Resource Survey and implications for entomology research. Ryan?
Appreciate it, Steve, and thanks for everybody for showing up. Before I get started, I do just want to thank you guys again. Everybody here that's in research and extension and the work you guys do for cotton producers is invaluable. We meet with our board quarterly. I've been with Cotton Incorporated about 4 years now. I get nothing but positive comments from them about the work that you guys do for them and their state. So I really appreciate what y'all are doing for them. There's almost always questions in any of our board meetings about, there's some uncertainty about weed control, irrigation, some pathology issues, but they have a real solid understanding of how to control insects. I don't get a lot of questions about that, but I do get some other questions that I will go through when I talk about the results of our natural resource survey. And to jump right into it, kind of an overview of this survey and what it is and why we did it. It started back in 2008 with the first survey, and it was started to supplement a life cycle analysis that we were doing on cotton production. So there's a lot of misinformation on the internet about how cotton is produced and the impact cotton production has on the environment. And cotton competes globally with synthetic fibers, and these synthetic fibers are competing for shelf space, essentially, with brands and retailers. So they're using a lot of misinformation on how there's a lot of misinformation on the internet that can be used to influence brands and retailers in their decisions on which fiber to use. So in order to get the best and the most accurate information out there on what impact cotton is having on the environment, Cotton Incorporated, through the Cotton Foundation, implemented the first life cycle assessment in 2008. We're currently revisiting that and doing the next round of that right now. The results of that should be coming out sometime this year. But in conjunction with that, we took a natural resource survey of cotton growers in the U.S. Since we are the national checkoff program, we have access to the contact information for every cotton grower in the country. So through the Cotton Board, we sent mailers out with links to the website to an online survey. And the first survey, we got over 1,000 responses at that time in 2008. I think there may have been closer to 13 or 14,000 cotton growers in the U.S. We had close to 10% of all cotton farmers respond. With the decline in acreage and decline in cotton growers, there's probably still about 10,000. And in this round, we got 925 cotton growers to respond. So we're still hovering around 10% of people growing cotton are willing to respond to this survey and let us know how they're doing. So we've got a big chunk of the cotton belt responding and giving us input on their production practices and then how that relates to how we can help them help themselves improve their practices. So just kind of an overview of who took this survey and how long they've been growing cotton. Almost everybody that took the survey, 95% of them had grown cotton within the last 2 years. And if you look at this graph, the lighter the color gets, the longer they've been growing cotton. So almost everyone, you know, at least 50% of the people have been growing cotton for at least 10 years, and in most cases between 20 or over 20 years. And that's pretty consistent across the different regions. There's certainly some variability, but point of it all is the people that are responding are very familiar with cotton growing, so they have a good background in what the problems are and what the concerns are on their farms. How did this break down across the states? Of course, with Texas having most of the acreage, most of the respondents came from Texas. This little line that may be a little hard to see, this is the percent of the acres of that state that are represented by the respondents in the survey. So almost 55% of the survey responses were from Texas, and that represented a little over 30% of the acres in Texas, would be how this graph is interpreted. And then so on through the various cotton-grown states. So jumping right into the results, I don't think a lot of this is going to come as a surprise to you. This is just the top 12. I'll show a little bit more in detail and kind of a broader look at all of the concerns. And I guess I should take a couple steps back and say that we listed out, we gave them a preset list of concerns that we felt sure were options for concerns, and they could pick as many of them as they wanted and rank whether it was a major, moderate, or not an issue on their farm. Probably is no surprise to anybody, if you look across, if you total all the responses from across the belt, 81% of cotton farmers listed cotton production input costs as a major concern, and another 16% listed it as a moderate concern. So if you look over here in this far right corner, this is where I've got the rank when we did this survey the first time and then when we did it again. So no change from the last time to this time. It's still the number one priority for cotton growers is input costs. So maybe I'll just make some conclusions right now before I forget. And I know it's probably obvious, but anything that you guys can do in insect control and in your research to address reducing input costs for cotton farmers is a high priority as we're going forward. And I know that it's a very interrelated issue with input costs, but anything you guys can do would be a huge help to cotton farmers right now. The next two biggest concerns they've got, this is also probably obvious, is resistance and weeds to herbicides, as well as just weed control in general. It was not as big a concern the first time around. It ranked number 5 and number 4, but it's number 2 and number 3 right now, with well over 80% of farmers responding that this is a major or moderate concern on their farm. Insect control doesn't pop up at all until about number 12 on the list, and probably also not surprisingly, it's plant bugs. So I presented some of these data at the ESA and I had some questions about it. They were surprised that insect control was so far down the list, and I kind of was too. So I looked in to see, well, are there any regional differences? And of course, there are some regional differences. If you split it out across the different regions, input cost is still the number one issue. And in every region except the Mid-South, insect control doesn't come up anywhere in the top five. But in the Mid-South, it's definitely in their top five issues. Right behind weed control is plant bug control. So it's definitely on the top of farmers' minds. But to take a broader look, and this is not necessarily to read, but these are just the list of concerns that were presented. And if you come down all the way over here, this is the top 20. So even number 20, 70% of farmers think it's a major or moderate issue on their farm. So it's plant bug control falling out somewhere in the middle, maybe a 12, but the top 20 is a concern for well over half of cotton farmers. So even though it doesn't rank in the top of their concerns, it's still insect control and resistance to insects is still something that is very important and is either a major or moderate issue to cotton farmers across the belt. So this is something I'm going to get into that I don't have a lot of answers for, but I found it very interesting. And we also asked them, what are the target pests on your farm? We didn't ask them anything about how bad the pest problem was. It's just, from a list of cotton pests, is this pest a target on your farm? So going through the different regions, the green bars in 2008 and the blue bars are in 2015. And this is for the Southeast, and I didn't pick all the pests. I just picked some of the more major pests. And what's striking, and a spoiler alert for the next four slides, this trend continues across every region, is that in 2008, for most of the pests, fewer people responded, and sometimes a lot fewer people responded that a particular pest was a target on their farm. And for whatever reason, from 2008 to 2015, you look at aphids, plant bugs, spider mites, stink bugs, thrips. A lot more people are saying this pest is a target on my farm. Now, they're not saying they don't know how to control it. They're not saying that it is a problem that they don't know what to do about. But they're recognizing, I guess, maybe the impact of insects on their farm is the level of concern has risen. Whether this is good or bad, I'm not sure, but it at least it's something to take note of. And another few steps back when this survey was introduced, I was kind of like, oh no, this sounds like another thing on my to-do list. I'm not really that interested in helping out with this. But once we got some of these results back and started looking through it, I kind of feel like we have an opportunity at Cotton Incorporated, since we have access to these growers and this information. I'm hoping that we can do this more frequently and come up with a way to in more real time or at least annually survey what are the concerns on their farms, and I'm going to lean on you guys some in the coming years to help me help them and try to figure out how can we get a more circular loop so that it's a streamlined informational feedback system so that we can hear from them and we can get information back to them in a seamless fashion. So you're looking at the Mid-South, some of the differences were not quite as big, but you know, aphids, bollworms, plant bugs, spider mites, stink bugs, thrips. Every one of the top pests on the farm, there more farmers are recognizing this as a target that they're going after. Some big differences in the Southwest, aphids, flea hoppers, and thrips mostly of note, but also stink bugs, spider mites, and plant bugs. These are becoming more of a known target to these growers. Far West, exact same trend. Across the top pests, more people recognizing them as a target. So I looked at that, and then going into Mike Williams' data and say, well, are there more insecticide applications going out because these people are recognizing this as target? And this lumps in the original question. This is the most recent bit. It's pretty flat. It's not resulting in increased insecticide applications. Some of the yield losses in the last 5 years have been the lowest on record too. So this awareness doesn't seem to be resulting in more insecticide applications, and it actually could be a good thing for pest management because they're aware that this pest is the target, that maybe they're out there scouting more and sampling, and they're applying only when needed and not applying insecticides when they don't. And the reason I say that is the survey was not designed to produce these results, but we were able to kind of look in there, and this goes back to the top 20 or the top 25 concerns that they had, and plant bug control was one of the choices that a lot of farmers picked as a concern on their farm, and they listed it as either a major, moderate, or not an issue. We also have yield information for every farmer that responded to this survey, so the questions were unrelated, but we dug in there and found out, well, the farmer that responded that plant bugs are a major concern on my farm, what was his average yield for the farm that he reported? And if you look in the regions in the Far West and the Mid-South where they have Lygus issues, the blue bar are farmers that responded Lygus or plant bugs are a major issue on my farm. The orange bar is that it was a moderate issue, and this the axis is for their yield. So the folks that thought it was a major or moderate issue had almost 400 pounds more cotton per acre than folks that didn't think that it was an issue. Very similar over in the Mid-South. We had a lot of people responding, 130 people responding that it was a major issue on their farm. They got better yields than people that don't think it's an issue on their farm. So it really could just be more, the growers are more aware that these pests are a problem on their farm. They're staying on top of it, applying insecticides when they need them, and protecting yield. So last couple of minutes, one of the other things we asked about was trends and information sources. How are they accessing information? Where are they going? There's a lot of things to see here, but the main differences are they're not using print media as much. They're not even going to extension or consultants as much. The green bar is 2008 and the blue bar is 2015. They're decreasing. The things that are increasing are internet, email, and access to apps. So they're getting information. And some of this could be the questions are separate, but they may actually be included. So they say they're going less to extension, but they may be getting that extension information from tweets that you guys are putting out. So it's not that extension is not providing value. It's just that the value is shifting from a face-to-face interaction to an internet interaction. And so with the last little bit of time, got a minute. So along that line, I do just want to mention that we have a new website that Cotton Incorporated launched this last year called Cotton Cultivated. If you Google Cotton Cultivated, it's the first thing that comes up. Really what this is aimed at is trying to pull all the disparate pieces of cotton information from around the belt into one place. So we're not generating new content. We're just kind of providing a portal to get access to that information. And I'll just skip right ahead to an example. So this would be a widget that you could go to from the homepage for looking for research and reports. What it allows you to do is to filter by region and by topic. So if you're in the Mid-South and you're interested in precision agriculture, just mash those buttons, and then the information that's out there that you guys have generated that we're trying to populate this website with comes right up. Same thing for resources. This would be the various internet and the web pages or any kind of online resources that you've developed. We're providing a way to filter to get to all that information by region, so you can look across states and across regions. So the point of all this is, if you've got key information that you would like to have highlighted, we have a website that we can do that with now. And we're not only using this just to get this out to the general cotton producer group, but we're using it internally to highlight to our board the work that you guys are doing in cotton, so that they wanted to have better access to the research that they were funding.
We got time for one quick question.
Just that last part was really nice. I like that common portal. How people out here who want to contribute to that, what's the process?
Send me an email.
Pardon?
Just send me an email. So we control the content, and it's as easy as me going in, pressing a few buttons, and it's there.
Thank you, Ron.